You're listening to SBS News.
The Victorian and New South Wales premiers are presenting a united front on healthcare. They've announced a collaboration on 50 new urgent care centres to be established across the states, offering patients a bulk billed GP visit in a bid to ease pressure on emergency departments. Daniel Andrews says the scheme will have a trial period.
They'll operate for a year, and we'll then, I think, be able to do what will be one of the easiest evaluations that has ever been done. This will work because it just makes sense.
Dominic Perrottet says collaboration on healthcare is needed, with no state's hospital system immune to the pressures of COVID.
We really do need to work together to make sure that people in New South Wales and people in Victoria have the best healthcare possible. And if we can't reform the health system after a 1-in-100-year pandemic, then we never will.
It was a show of bipartisanship until discussions turned to COVID isolation rules. The New South Wales Premier is pushing to reduce isolation periods.
I do believe we should move from 7 to 5. We'll have our health officials there to discuss that tomorrow. But I also believe in national consistency.
While the Victorian Premier says he'll follow the expert advice, indicating he could be open for change.
The last time this came up, the answer was no. It was not a good time to do it, and that made sense given the winter peak. In fact, we've not reached the winter peak. I think the time is right for us to get fresh advice.
The Health Services Union says it's time the public health response is eased. Secretary Gerard Hayes is calling on government to take a common sense approach.
The reality is you are symptom free. Why wouldn't you be returning to workplace? We went through 14 days isolation, 7 days isolation, now possibly 5 days isolation. We are going to live with COVID. COVID's not going away.
But the Australian Medical Association disagrees. President Professor Steve Robson says COVID can't be treated like a common cold.
I think it's a major mistake to treat COVID as just another illness. The more we learn about it, the more we understand that it has effects throughout the body, it affects the nervous system, and currently we're seeing up to 1 in 10 people being affected by long COVID.
He says if the goal of reducing isolation is to lessen the burden of COVID on the workforce, the plan could backfire.
As many as a third of people who come out of isolation on day 5 still can potentially transmit the virus to other people.
The United States has moved to 5 days, while the United Kingdom has scrapped isolation requirements altogether. University of South Australia epidemiologist Professor Adrian Esterman says that move has had dire consequences on the UK health system.
In the UK, heaven forbid you need a knee replacement, waiting 2 or 3 years. Heaven forbid you need to see a GP, you're waiting several weeks. Do we really want that here?
Health experts are divided on the issue, with some saying a reduction of COVID isolation periods could lead to a resurgence of cases. Others believe it's low risk and a natural next step. But Professor Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University, says there is agreement on one point. The advice from Australia's governments must be clear, backed by evidence, and applied across the country.
It's important that when we make these safe changes to rules, that message goes out and that people understand what evidence is based on, because the worst thing is if we do this and people feel more vulnerable.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.